You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're going to wrap up our year with reflecting on the Rand and the performance of the Rand throughout the year. I'm joined on the line by Director Treasury One, Andre Celeris, to take a look at the performance of the Rand. Good evening, Andre. Thanks so much for taking the time. I genuinely thought you and I would be having the September-October conversation around the 17 Rand, 16 Rand mark, but instead we're having an 18 Rand 50 conversation. Not a good way to end the year.
Not a good way to end the year. Good evening to all the listeners and to yourself. Yes, it's been an interesting one. I mean, we started the year at a very bad footing. The elections that was playing around in South Africa did cause a little bit of havoc beforehand, and we had seen a slightly weak rand before the elections. And after the elections in South Africa, we had seen the GNU being formed, and that went down fantastically well with international investors. And we had seen Iran doing great. We had seen levels of 1710. And then after that, the whole situation surrounding interest rates in America and the possibility of that being in decline and lowered change in monetary stance by the Federal Reserve came into play, and inflation figures. And that dragged out, and then eventually when they started cutting, they came in with a fantastic 50 basis point cut. And then we followed suit with only 25 basis points. That benefited the Rand again. But we've been hovering around for a very long time between the 1750 and 1850. And every time that the Rand crept up to the 1830 levels, it was sort of on a toppish level and then retreated back lower. And as early as 2 weeks ago, about a week ago, we were trading well below 70, well below 18, around the 1765.
Andre,
and now we're at 1850.
Yeah, Andre, when we look at the performance of the Rand, I mean, you noted the elections, of course, and I'm looking at just a Rand chart. I think around the month of June was the best month for the Rand, gaining about 4% against the US dollar. It went on to gain after that, but that was a very big defining moment for the Rand and for the direction of the Rand going into the rest of the year, because I mean, prior to that election, we were at 19 Rand.
Yes, we were at 19. And the expectation was not for a GNU. We must clearly remember that the expectation was not for a GNU. The political parties beforehand had said they will not work with the ANC. The most positive factor that came out of our elections was most probably not the forming of the GNU. It was the fact that the ANC had gone below 50%, around 40% level, and they had accepted that. Now, we go through Africa, and just as recent as we know what happens in Mozambique currently, change is not something that is easily accepted in Africa. And yet locally, the ANC just accepted their defeat, accepted that they were below the 50% and not in government anymore. And then the GNU followed from that, and that was a very positive one, and still being positively perceived internationally, positively received by ratings agencies. And after that, then we must remember that we then started counting the chickens before they were hatched on the elections in America, and it was sort of, who's going to win, the blue or the red? Is it Trump or is it Kamala Harris? That there came out as a clear, fantastic win for Donald Trump. And that also then boosted the dollar. And that also took the rand a little bit weaker again.
Mm.
But we must be careful. If we speak about an 1850 or close to an 1850, around the 1840s here in the late trading of today, we must not think that the rand is weak. The rand is actually performing excellently. It is a dollar that it strengthened quite significantly against the euro, against the pound, against a lot of other major currencies. If we simply look at a trade-weighted basis, so in other words, there you bring into account the euro rand, the pound rand, the Australian rand, Australian dollar against the rand, then we will see that on a trade-weighted basis, the rand is actually doing reasonably well at this point in time. So one must always be careful to just only measure it against one currency, i.e. the dollar.
Mm.
Because that gives you an incorrect picture of how well or how badly the rand is doing currently.
Mm. Andre, what can we expect going into next year? We've dealt with every imaginable, every conceivable geopolitical situation that we can think of, from wars to all sorts of things. What can we expect going into 2025, at least for our local currency?
Okay, so for the local currency, for 2025, the change in interest rate and monetary policy and the pace at which it happens in the United States will remain at the forefront. What will also remain at the forefront is what happens in the war in the Middle East, specifically Israel, Gaza, Iran, and so forth. That's important. And there, the role that the Americans will play and the possible changes in policies in that regard by the Trump administration, and also very much the same for the war between Russia and Ukraine. What is the changes? What is the emphasis that can change from the United States towards those wars? Locally, the GNU and the success or failure of the GNU going forward. We know that there's a few hiccups, but we know that they're also navigating quite clearly in a positive manner around those. But that's also one thing that will definitely be at the forefront of the minds of investors and ratings agencies going forward in 2025. Those, I think, is the key ones. Another key one is to watch closely what happens in Europe. There we have two of the big role players in Europe, France and Germany. That's got to go into elections next year. And how they play out could also have an impact on the value of the euro, very specifically against the dollar. And that could also impact on the rand.
Sounds like we've got a lot to anticipate going into next year. There's going to be a lot to deal with, and we're going to have our hands full. We'll leave the conversation there for now. Andre, thank you so much for the time and for the insights. Andre Celeris, Director at Treasury One, joining me to take a look at where we see the rand going into next year, but also how the rand performed this year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.